This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, Germany led a tightening of coronavirus restrictions in Europe that have triggered frustrations and anger, while the COVID-19 crisis deepened in the United States on election eve. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday if the country can manage to lock down for a month, they can break the second wave. The virus has infected over 46 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths. And the acute outbreaks in Europe and America are sparking further alarm about the state of the already devastated global economy. To curb the spike in Germany, Europe's biggest economy, Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a round of shutdowns starting Monday until the end of the month. Germans will not be confined to their homes, but bars, cafes, and restaurants must close, as well as theaters, operas, and cinemas. New restrictions are expected to be unveiled in Belgium, which has the world's highest number of COVID-19 cases per capita, and in Italy, the first country in Europe to impose a lockdown during the first wave. Emergency teams have brought out two girls alive from the wreckage of their collapsed apartment buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir, 3 days after a strong earthquake. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Rescue workers applaud as three-year-old Erif Perinçek, wrapped in a foil blanket, is pulled out of the rubble and taken to safety. Earlier, a 14-year-old girl had been extricated after being trapped for some 58 hours. The state-run Anadolu agency reports Elif had spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her apartment and now was the 106th person to be rescued alive. The overall death toll from Friday's quake is now over 80, after teams found more bodies overnight amid toppled buildings in Izmir. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. More than 50,000 people took part Monday in the biggest demonstration yet in Bangladesh over French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of the right to publish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The rally started at Bangladesh's biggest mosque. It was stopped from getting close to the French embassy, where security has been stepped up amid mounting tensions over Macron's comments. Demonstrations have been held in many Muslim-majority countries after Macron defended France's freedom of speech laws in the wake of the killing of a teacher who had shown caricatures of the Muslim prophet to his class. Algerians approved a revised version of the North African country's constitution with two-thirds of votes cast, the Electoral Commission said Monday, after record low turnout in the previous day's referendum. The revised constitution passed with 66.8% of the vote, National Independent Elections Authority Chief Mohamed Sharifi told a press conference. He had earlier announced turnout of just 23.7%, a historic low for a major poll. U.S. citizens who have not already done so will cast their ballots for the U.S. presidential election tomorrow. And with that, there's a final push by the Trump and Biden campaigns. At a campaign rally in Washington, Michigan, U.S. President Trump says Black Americans should vote for him Tuesday.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
In Philadelphia, at a drive-in voter mobilization event, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says every vote will be critical in this election.
When Americans vote, America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
Police in Quebec City have arrested a 24-year-old man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with a sword on suspicion of killing two people and wounding five others on Halloween near the historic Chateau Frontenac Hotel. The city's police chief says the attack on randomly chosen victims went on for nearly 2.5 hours late Saturday while officers pursued him. Police say their initial information indicates the motive was personal and not terrorism. Police had warned residents to remain indoors as they hunted for the man. Police say the five injured people are being treated and are expected to survive. Police say the suspect is from the Montreal area. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.